Let's move on the main agenda item of this meeting, item 5, the progress update on West Kowloon Cultural District. The paper number TFK-09-2013. So I would like to welcome representatives from the West Kowloon Cultural District Authority, WKCDA, to this meeting. Mr. Derek Sun, the head of planning and development, welcome. And Ms. Lau Mansi, manager of the Destination Department. Destination Development. So now I invite members to declare interest, if any, for this agenda item. Okay. If not, then as a background, members, you may notice that this task force actually has been briefed on the development of WKCD at its meeting several times already in the last term on the 4th of October 2010, 31st of May 2011, 19th of October 2011, and the 18th of April 2012. The proposed development plan, DP, of WKCD was submitted to the Town Planning Board in December 2011 and was approved by the Chief Executive in Council in January 2013. So WKCDA would now like to brief members on the latest development progress with highlights specifically on the Sichu Center, M+, and also the park development. So may I now invite Mr. Derek Sun to present the paper with the aid of a PowerPoint. Please keep your presentation to 15 minutes and then we'll have some questions and answers. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Chair Lady, and thank you for the introduction on our development and planning background of the WKCD. The WKCD development plan has been approved by the Chief Executive in Council on 8th of January earlier this year. So it was about 11 months ago. From that day, I think the development of the WKCD has gone ahead in full speed. We have a number of progress in different site area, a number of venue and so on. So I think it is a good opportunity for me to present to the to the Commission about the latest progress of the WKCD development. Now we are in the implementation stage of the development. We have adopted a number of principles in terms of implementation. I think number one, it concerns a rigorous cost containment. We have been given a 21.8 billion endowment 6 years ago, so originally, we hope that from this endowment, we can build all the venue involved. But I think most of the members here heard about the construction cost escalation. I think before we ask for more money or to earn more money through different means, I think at a starting point, we need to have a rigorous cost containment so that we can really build something out and to let them let the public to enjoy the facility first. So rigorous cost containment is a very important principle at this stage. Number two, we like to emphasize on content rather than the form of the facility. I think in the planning stage, early planning stage, we quite highlight about the design of individual venue. We do think that they are very important now as well, but we also, through our a number of events that we have organized in the WKCD, we think that the public would like us to emphasize more on the content than the form itself. Of course, the facilities should be good facilities, but the content that going to be accommodated in the facility would be more important. The last point about early delivery, we have the park. In hand, actually, the waterfront promenade now it is in operation, and also some early arts and culture facility. We would like to have them delivered to the public enjoyment as early as possible. In this context, actually, in this we categorize our art and cultural facility into three batches. The first batch we would like to start. Complete it as soon as possible from 2015, hoping that the last facility in this batch can be completed around 2018. This batch includes the Sichu Center, the Amphis Museum, the park, and also two facility in the park, including an arts pavilion and free space, which physically a black box and an outdoor stage would be involved. Then we have a second batch of the facility, including Lyric Theatre, a medium theatre, and the Centre of Contemporary Performance. They will come later. And also the remaining venues, which is the implementation of which are rather quite hinged on the completion of the integrated basement in between, in the central part of the district, I mean. So they will come a little bit later. They include Music Centre, Musical Theatre, Greek Theater and another medium theater. If you still remember about our development plan, we also have a mega performance venue and exhibition center at the western end of the district. They will be developed subject to alternative funding options, because I think this venue can be run in a more commercial, on a more commercial basis. So maybe we can find partner to have some kind of different funding options. On the ground, we can see that those green parts will come earlier. This includes C3 Center at the, as the eastern entrance or the eastern gateway of the district, and also the Empress Museum at the other end. You may feel odd that why we put two venues at the two ends of the district, why don't we just keep them together to create some synergy? We think about this, but unfortunately, the middle part of the district, I think most of the area are still occupied by the works for the express rail link, West Carlton Terminus, so that we cannot really build things on that at the moment. So in terms to really speed up the process, we pick out the two sites at the end of the integrated basement, eastern end and western end first. Fortunately, CG Center would have a very good connection to the west of the Old Kowloon area, and also there will be a subway directly linked to the Austin station, and the Empress Museum will get a direct footbridge connection nearby, linking back to the element, the ICC building area, so we can take on the existing infrastructure to provide connectivity at the early stage. But of course, at a later stage, we need to really develop this central part of the area and let them connect it more directly. Also, the park area, you may know that there already we've got the promenade and some of the land area through STT. Maybe some of the members has already attended some of the temporary event here. For example, the Cochrane Flag Festival just last weekend. They attract thousands of people there. So it become a very popular event ground. Let me go through those early venues one by one. This is the CG Center. The Bing Tom Associate and Wenlu and partner are our designer. They win the project food competition. This is broadly the brief or the land use involved in this key facility. Most of the area or the gross floor area involved have been allocated to the theater and tea house, which is our core art and cultural venue. We also have the arts education facility involved with public leisure space and open space required under the development plan. And also we'll like to provide some retail dining and entertainment facility so that the audience can get a convenient to enjoy the facility here. And also we like to also earn some money through this RDE facility. So the total gross floor area here is about 23,700 square meters. We have the groundbreaking ceremony in September this year earlier. So now we have construction activity here. Basically, the foundation of the CG Center is now being constructed. Commenced the foundation work, and the main contract will be tendered out in Q1, Q2 next year. The occupation permit is targeted to be obtained in 2016. So physically, it will become the first art performing venue in the district. And other early venue we are going to provide to the public is the Empress Museum. We got the a joint venture formed by Herzog de Meuron, Terry Farrell, and also Arab as the designer. They also win the job full competition. They are officially appointed on in June earlier this year and has commenced their service in September. So now we've got about 30% scheme design work completed, and the JV, the designer, will deliver the venue in 2018. I'll go through it later. So going back to the space distribution, you can see that apart from display galleries and also some learning facility, which is required as the core activity of the museum, through the project, we also provide quite large portion of the GFA for general public space. This is a cross-section of the building. You can see that the building is basically an inverted T-shape. On the left-hand side, it would be the promenade area, and this would be the avenue. You can see that from the avenue of the district, people can really walk through the ground floor or the lobby of the museum, then go down to reach the promenade very easily and seamlessly. The major galleries of the museum will be on a higher floor, just on top of the lobby, and on top of it we'll have some cafe, restaurant, also the office and research center will be in the high block of the building. And also the conservation facility and storage will be in another small building at the back of the avenue. So the program, the detailed design of the Empress building will commence in February next year after the scheme design. Foundation contract target to be tendered out in end of April next year so that the occupation permit can be obtained by end of 2017. This is our latest program for Empress. Upper Pavilion, actually it is quite a small scale exhibition venue in the park area. So I think especially before the completion of Empress, we do need this kind of exhibition venue to have some kind of exhibition in the park area. So this is the major objective of this Arts Pavilion development. And also, this is rather smaller in scale. We would like to really encourage more younger generation of architects or a more local-based architect to join in the competition. The competition has been launched in September earlier this year. Registration closed in October, and we already got more than 100 teams satisfied with the initial registration verification. And also, I think the submission has just been closed. The latest progress, I may report to members that we just got 100 submissions from those interested to participate in this art pavilion development. So in December, we'll go through the adjudication of the submission and to target to have a decision to appoint the selected designer. And when the city is smaller scale, it can be completed earlier in 2015. The park, we've got a number of key emphasis. They need to be delivered early. It need to be quality open space and conscious to the cost. And also, we'd like to still retain the park, city park concept of the district. So they are all equally important to us. And we have revised the scope of the park design consultancy, so the overall process has been delayed a little bit. We still rely on the earliest selection of the original six shortlisted park design team for this retendering process. So the tender proposal will return on 4th of December. It will be on Wednesday this week, and the construction work we like to commence it as soon as possible with the designers' input in 2014 so that we can have large, at least large portion of the park completed in end 2015. And other initiative concerning the minor relaxation of the development intensity, WKCDA is now conducting a study seeing would it be feasible to increase the development potential of the WKCD site. The land use involved will include RDE, hotel office, residential and other art and cultural facility, including, for example, artist hostel, some workspace for artists and so on. So we are looking into this, but I think the most important consideration of this minor relaxation of the environment intensity would like to rely on the Section 16 planning application process of the under the town planning ordinance so that we are not really like to really go through a replanning process which will delay the overall development of the district. So the change involves must be minor and must be marginal, and we need to put in justification on why we need to have this relaxation. I think basically the reason is that we would like to increase the vibrancy or the pedestrian flow or visitor attendance and so on for the district, especially in the early development stage. We think that this is very important for us. If we cannot get this critical mass, we cannot really have a vibrant district to live on. And of course, this application, before going to the town planning board, we need to go through relevant impact assessment process, including traffic, air ventilation, whistle, and so on. So the program, we would like to have the submission, if ready, to be submitted around March 2014. So I think we need to consult relevant stakeholders, including district council and also the Harbourfront Commission, before going to the town planning board. So. I hope that we can discuss about this when we have more information or more exact parameter of this development intensity relaxation. Thank you, Chair Lady.
Thank you, Derek. A view from members. Nick?
Chair, remembering we are the Harbourfront Commission, I don't think we should get involved in design exercise. So. I'm trying to couch my comments in the light of our role and responsibilities, if you like. Just 2 points. One, you presented this very much as an individual component approach. One of the things that we found as a Harbourfront Commission is the need for a holistic approach. And I'm concerned that, you know, you're falling into the jigsaw, if I may put it, trap. Trying to fit the jigsaw together without looking at things holistically. One request I would have as chairman of the Harbourfront Commission is that you present to us as soon as possible a holistic plan for the whole of the waterfront that falls within your remit and your responsibility. We've got a bit of park at the moment, but we've got nothing else really to latch on to, if you like, or to focus on. So I think there is a request from this body for an early conceptual plan for the whole of the waterfront so that we can look at that based on our remit and our responsibilities. The second thing is increase in density. Obviously minor is subject to a number of, interpretations. You use the word minor and you described it in minor terms, but my concern there would be the potential impact on the enjoyment of the waterfront. I mean, if you're going to increase the resident population particularly significantly, then is that going to impact on the enjoyment of the waterfront and the open space? So those are two observations, if you like. But I think the first one is crucial. We must see that master plan, I think, as soon as possible. Thank you.
Derek?
Thank you, Chair Lady, and thank you for coming from Lake. I think we equally emphasize on the holistic approach on the development. So this is why we take up the responsibility to really plan for the whole district and go to the town planning board. I think the development plan has formed a very good framework, an overall framework for the development, and when we go into implementation, we're bound to build it to a certain extent, bit by bit. We cannot really build it in one day or as a whole. In terms of practicality, also funding, and also a technical concern, so we need to build it bit by bit. But I think at the same time, we also are aware of the importance to the really the holistic framework can be upheld. So, but I think for members' information, the whole district, actually, we've got the promenade and also the park facing the harbourfront area. So basically, the whole waterfront in WKCDA, they are open space, enjoyable by public. So I think the most important point is we need to have a more holistic design for the whole promenade and also the park area, so that the future operation of it can retain this holistic view. So I think in our when we have a park designer on board, we will look into this and we can share with you their work in due course.
Yes, I think maybe I also want to emphasize on the same point. In a sense, I see the same thing as Nick, that we need to have a holistic approach. But let me give my ideas, in a sense, in a more specific way. For example, in your delivery, I understand you can't deliver everything all at the same time. But if you look at the map, you are developing, for example, the M Plus and the park, and then on the east, and then the Sea Tree on the west. So is it possible, for example, even at this early delivery stage, that you keep the waterfront, perhaps, just set off a little bit all these construction sites so that people can move from the east side to the west side? And in particular, I see from your picture, from your paper, you have a smart bike scheme on your park. So people, instead of walking, they can ride their bike, to the Sea Tree Center and then coming back. Is it something that you can, develop, while you develop phrase by phrase, you also take into consideration this?
Surely we would like to do so, but I think we would also need to understand about the some practical or technical difficulties. I think in the middle part, I think the site is still occupied by MTRC XRL works. So I think once we get possession of the related area, we will try to optimize the use of it. It is exactly what we have done at the moment. Originally, the promenade area, I mean the maybe I can go back to this slide. Originally, the promenade area is just a bigger park area, but most of it is just a linear promenade in this area. But after we get this site from the government, actually we now extend the boundary of the area that public can enjoy, so in various events, actually people can enjoy a wider area already. So we make use of the land for public enjoyment and to improve the area as soon as available. But I think at the same time, we also need to have a balance on the lead of the construction work site. For example, when we build the Empress Museum, we may lease some of this a park area or promenade area just next to it as worksite area. We like to speed up. Of course, you can see, if you don't have this site, you can still build, have the building. But I think it will further prolongate the also the development program, as we would like to see building or for public enjoyment already as soon as possible. We need to really balance these different considerations. For the smart bike, I think at the moment, they can just enjoy a ride within the park area. I'm sorry about this. But I think as long as we can have more site area available to us, we can have a better balance, construction activity and public enjoyment at the same time.
Consider this. Peter and then Sujata.
Well, I think we've talked about the park. It was my first question, really. What is its status? There seems to have been a lot of confusion about this. The tenders were returned. It does seem to me that if construction commences in 2014, we'd be very lucky to have completion by the end of 2015. And I do agree with Nick that I think the waterfront itself and the immediate relationships of the waterfront to the adjoining buildings are very important. It does take time for landscape to mature, so really the park needs to come as soon as possible, and it's an immediate public resource as well. I also hear that the cost of this have been reduced. I don't know if you'd like to comment on that, because it's bound to have an impact on quality. That's the first point. Second, I have doubts whether we should be broadcasting that architectural form and design is less important than content, and that the public is not overly concerned with form. If we have competitions, then we have to have architectural juries. I have to say that I'm not impressed by the two schemes that have been selected so far, and the M plus design looks exactly like the sort of commercial block that we see in Chemsatsuri, and I don't know why we have to have a separate block for storage. Couldn't this really have been put somewhere else? I would suggest that in future the juries themselves should have planning and urban design representatives on them. There's always a danger with architectural juries, to be frank, and I've sat on them myself, that, you know, they are hijacked by rather extreme designers. But it's really important here that we're not only look at a holistic view of the waterfront and open spaces, but we need to think of this entire area as a very composite design, you know, rather like the West End of London. If we end up with 17 entirely different buildings all looking blockish on the site, it's actually going to end up rather discontinuous and rather disappointing. So could I suggest that this recommendation is passed on to the West Kowloon Authority? Third and last, hotel, office, residential, and RDE doesn't seem to accord with minor relaxation of development intensity to me. Mixed use has been built into the brief really from the outset, and I'm sure we're all of one accord that in terms of vibrancy, this is really one of the Commission's objectives, but it seems most peculiar several years after the plan was approved that this is still under debate, and it still seems to be very indeterminate. You might like to clarify that. There are a lot of things one can do to introduce diversity into sites, but putting more office accommodation there is not necessarily, in terms of either scale, development, continuity, or anything else, really destined, I think, to guarantee diversity and variety.
Thank you, Peter. Sujata?
Thank you, Chair. I think I would agree with some of the points Peter has mentioned and echo them, actually, because I think when I heard the principles I was a little bit worried. Rigorous cost cut down means a very utilitarian development, and that's what we are not looking at to begin with. And then when I see the view of the M plus, I have similar. It's quite bulky and it's a wall. And if you notice between the two buildings, there is a gap at the back, and that's blocked as well. So anyway, I think that's something to be considered as to people who are, as I mentioned earlier, when decisions are made, what is the criteria that people are using for making these decisions is very important. And really, urban design, I am representing Hong Kong Institute of Urban Design. Urban design has to come forward as very important in making these decisions, not just architecture. And I think that's the as Peter just mentioned, we could be developing a lot of these buildings, and then later on, you'll come and look at it and say, oh my God, what did we do? So that's one thing we shouldn't do. And then the other thing is, I don't see any land-marine interface at all. Is there any water access being thought about? And how will people access M plus when it's built? I know Sichu Center, at least because it's closer, it's easier maybe, but the other side. So even from this drawing that you can see, it's begging us to put the green going all the way as you requested, Chair, and even Nick had mentioned, that that's the minimum. Even when in Montreal, when they did the Olympic development, they put the, they in fact not only put it on paper, they actually built the promenade, and recently it was received the ULI Open Space Award as well, even before the construction behind began, so that the public could enjoy it. And I would think that's Hong Kong needs at a minimum something like that. So some effort needs to be made there. And again, that's an urban design decision. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Derek, can you address the comments of Peter and Sujata? I think one of the key issues that has been raised is also in relation to cost, which I think you have also received from another member who cannot attend this meeting, Paul Zimmerman. He has written some written comments, and his major concern also was the budget sought for. So maybe you can address all this in this go before I ask members to raise further comments. Derek, please.
In terms of the cost containment, I think we already have a number of target budget for the venue involved, especially the early venue, including CG Center and Empress. So if member interested, we can provide more information along this direction. For the park development, we also have some numbers in hand, but I think park development would be somehow different from building development. I think for park development, they are mainly open space. The most important thing, as suggested by some of the members, will need to have really have a more holistic design first, whether the whole park can be built under one budget or a given budget. I think we can have some adjustment later on. For example, we have not really spent any construction money for the promenade at the moment, but it seems that many public members enjoy it much. So it is not really something that we can determine before we have the designer on board. So as the designer will come very soon, I think after they look into the situation, look into the design area, and also look into the latest budget that we can have at the moment, they can advise us on the priority involved. But I hear members comment on the importance of the park, so it would remain as the one of the most important development initiative in batch one. On RDE, I think the RDE development under development plan, we already have a provision here. It was about 15 to 20% of the overall GFA. So we have this range of RDE that we are going to provide with the development, but we don't have a fixed number in the development plan because we like to have some kind of flexibility between within the different land use under the management of the authority, including the RDE, including the art and cultural facility and other supporting facility. So they are the current provision of the development plan. So with the increase of somehow of the overall port ratio through minor relaxation, then we can have more RDE accordingly. This is my understanding so far, so but all subject to timing board's approval upon application. And also for ferry surface, I think the authority also share with member about the importance of the sea access and how a ferry can bring people to the district. Especially at the early stage, we cannot really have full connectivity to all area adjacent to the district. So to bring in people, we see that it would be important to have some kind of ferry service bringing people from the Hong Kong Island to the district. So in this diagram, you cannot really, we have not really highlight this possible marine access point provision, but if you recall in the concept plan at the earliest day, actually there may be a pier at this area, quite close to the Empress area. So now the authority is looking into the development in this corner. Empress, definitely we are going ahead in full speed. this is the Arctic Square, if you can remember from the development plan. So now we try to broaden our focus from Empress development by itself to a larger area as a place-making exercise. It is more an urban design term. We would like to join more urban design consideration in developing this area as early as possible, so that we not only have the Empress Museum standing alone, but we can also have the HOR and also the RDE development surrounding this Arctic Square development area. And I think we need to face the problem of PHO or other sea access problem. We need to really look into how we can provide sea accessibility from this point, so that we can have some people from here, also people from ICC from the north, then we can really have some attraction that can people can really go into it. I think this is important. We still have 3 to 4 years ahead, so members, please bear with us and provide a comment and suggestion to make it a better place.
Winnie.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. From the harbourfront enhancement perspective, as some of our members have pointed out, I think it is important that we make use of every opportunity to release or to make better use of the waterfront areas and make sure that the connectivity and accessibility could be improved. So in this particular plan, I think as Nick and perhaps Peter and also Sujata and also Becky is suggesting, whether you could do some temporary sort of advanced promenade, which is what we are not expecting a sophisticated design on the promenade, but a footpath or, you know, to connect Sichu Center to the area of the Empress. We understand that the middle part of the site could be occupied by MTRC for other works, but perhaps discussion could be in place to see if they could like release like 10 meter wide promenade at the waterfront as a connection from Sichu or from the hinterland of Chimsachu area, so that people can walk along the waterfront to the Empress or the central, the park area more conveniently. And I think members are not expecting any sophisticated design, but accessibility and connectivity, and anything like what we are doing on the advanced promenade, just simple design promenade, could well address members' concern. Perhaps if members have anything to add, please. Yeah.
Winnie. Yes, Suki?
I think I'm more than 100% agree with Winnie, because what I put down in my notes here exactly, although we welcome WKCD's sort of early implementation in terms of making the site usable, but we should not do it at the expense of during the construction time. I think there are obviously very valuable waterfront access between the Sichu to the east and the Empress to the west, and we don't know the time. In terms of the construction time of the MTRC, we're talking about 5 to 6 years. The missing link in the middle, are certainly if we can connect those links, it should also be to the advantage and benefit of WKCD in terms of connecting the two attractions. I think during the construction stage, obviously, is very strongly recommended to talk to MTRC, whether they can set back about 10 meters or 15 meters connecting to two. I think this is certainly worthwhile to take the initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other comment? I think this is quite a strong point. Peter?
Yes, I agree with the points Winnie made, but I'd also add that really, you know, we do need to be looking, again, in urban design terms, at the interface between building edges and the public realm. You know, the Foster scheme, I may have a conflict here because I was part of the plan, but I'll just make this simple point that, you know, there were some very sensuous images of what the waterfront was going to look like and what the open spaces related to the building edges and the functions were all about. and I don't see it in the cross section of the building shown. You know, this is the thing that's actually, at the end of the day, going to give the scheme its character, its usability, getting people into use spaces. And, you know, we can have short-term promenades by all means, but we do need, at the end of the day, something more than this sort of Quarry Bay type promenade. You know, we really have got to look at how people are going to use this place and resolve these issues as we go along. Build them into the development briefs for each of the packages that are coming out. And I don't see any evidence of that so far. And I'd repeat again, I think it would be a very good idea to have a wider range of people on the competition juries.
Thank you, Winnie.
One small point. What I think about the advanced promenade is just an interim measure that when it's still in work site, being work site in the back, we just need simple design, cheap sort of construction of promenade to ensure connection. But in the longer run, I think members expect some sort of integrated design and holistic design on the connectivities and as well as the enjoyment of the harbour. So if in that case WKCDA needs any help to facilitate this kind of discussion with, say, MTRC or with other bureaus and departments, Harbour Unit is happy to assist if this is what WKCDA would like to do, because it's just several hundred meters of waterfront, but it's symbolic because it's for the interim part, before the completion of the whole area, I think connectivity plays a very important role to ensure early enjoyment of the harbourfront as well as your beautiful park to be at the end of this particular area. So if there's anything that we might help, we are happy to assist.
Thanks a lot, Winnie. So is there any other comment from members? If not, I would like to thank the representative of WKCDA for your report, and I hope to invite you to come back to this task force to update us on the progress on all these developments on a regular basis. And I think from this discussion, you also have a feeling of what you have proposed in your presentation of the minor relaxation. So a lot of these details, basically, I think you will see how we look at it, and it's important that when all these details are being incorporated, the Kowloon Task Force will be consulted so that our views on your town planning applications would also be submitted. Okay, thanks a lot, Derek. Yeah, thank you. And Ms. Lau.